880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar has given me the thumbs up, and you are all officially on alert. Freed on Business is taking off. We've got a super show today. We're going to start off with Lauren Book. She's going to tell us why she was in Barbados helping kids be protected. Then we're going to have a segment with me. I'm going to talk about some of the things I've been doing in business, a little bit about what I think is going to happen if inflation goes up. Just bought a GoPro. We'll talk about that too. Second half of the show, we're going to talk to the UHealth expert. We're going to talk about improving your brain fitness. So if you think you're having a little bit of a brain fitness crunch, stay tuned for the second half of the show. And in the second half of the second half, I guess that's the fourth quarter, we have Tarek Maddox. And Tarek is going to talk about staying fit and well hydrated during the summer. Of course, you all know Tarek Maddox trains NFL players Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. And now we've got a special guest that calls in before every show. Is that my buddy Shelly?
You got it. Go!
All right, Shelly. Well, listen, man.
Almost over.
Tell me this. I guess that the Brazilians need to go and kind of blend in with the population. Maybe they should come up here and get three suits and three everything for, like, what's the price?
$299. Only 17 pieces. Three suits, three shirts, three ties, three hankies, three socks, two traveling bags, and the truism of it is that you can find the same singular suit in the mall for $295. I'm selling three, plus the shirts, the ties, the socks, and travel bags for $299. Nobody is doing it in America. I'm doing it, and I'm selling 5,000 per year, which is outrageous. But you got to give it away in today's world, as you know. That's what Mr. Obama said. And if you're still standing at the end of the year, then you are doing something. So basically, we've been doing it for the past 2 years, and business is absolutely stupendous. And as you know, I had a full-page article in Business Monday 2 weeks ago in the Herald, which I have reinvented friends from 1912. I don't know where they came from, but the old guys, hey, remember me? Oh, yeah, you played baseball at Beach. Your brother was All-City nine times, and you didn't do it.
Well, listen, Shell, I could tell you one thing is that I took you up on your word. We talked about, what's that brand of jeans again? Alberto, right?
Alberto jeans, made in Germany.
I looked them up. There's got to be 6 zillion different, like, styles and everything else, but all of them are, like, over $200, and I could buy them from you for what?
$139.
How do you do that?
Well, you just work close, you know. You got to work close. It's like that's what the world is today. That's why there's no more Baron Surrey's, Forums, Lanson, Sims. That's only $250 million worth of business in the general area and men's retail. And they were in all the better malls. So when you are where you are after 50 years, which we are celebrating our 50th year, you just got to be tighten the belt and do whatever you do. And I asked my sister the other day, am I supposed to get a check at the end of the week for working? She says, you don't do enough. So you got to cut someplace, and it's the best place is to cut at the top. But it's been a great ride. We've been doing it. It's a family business. Wynwood is now, as you know, being a major realtor. And I thank you for the Monday ride, as we did look for properties.
It's no problem, Shell. I love you, man. You know that.
But it's what you got to do, you know? I mean, some people don't love what they do. I love retail. I don't love some of the people when they become crazy and tell me they can find something like, say, Alberto jeans with sawgrass gets 2.25. I sell it for $139. Now, yeah, there may be somebody selling it for less. I don't disagree about that, but not around here and not in this universe. And maybe, you know, somebody is going out of business and there's an old piece there. But Shelly Blooms, I have 400 pair at all times. Alberto jeans sell for $225, And as you said, there's a lot because there are fitted, there are modern fits, and then there's the young people where they wear it under the pupik and it looks like a pair of underwear. So we have whatever is happening. It's brand new merchandise. And as I told you before, the 333 is the hit of my store. We also do other packages like three Italian suits, all wool, ticket pocket, peak lapel, that sell for $700-$800 per suit, three for $1,199, and I also have 1,000 of those.
Well, Shell, listen, where do people find you, and how do they get a hold of you? Because I've got Oscar telling me I got to go to break to talk to Lauren, so well, help me help people find you.
All right, the address is 2650 Northwest 5th Avenue in the famous Wynwood area, and our telephone number is 305-573-5890. When you go on line, see Shelley Bloom's Fashion Clothiers. It's there. We've been there 50 years. And just give me a holler, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Shelley, you're the greatest. Thank we love you, having you on the show. You're a great way to start it off with all your positive energy every single week. Thank you so much, Shelley Bloom on Wynwood's fabulous Fifth Avenue. We'll be right back after this short break with Lauren Book, champion for children across the world. Back after this.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. That's what happened to you, isn't it, Oscar? You got old and developed cataracts. With the new Laser Eye Institute, with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Baskin Palmer Eye Institute and new high-def lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. So call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Baskin Palmer's been ranked number one eye hospital in the country for 10 years in a row by U.S. News and World Report. Visit BaskinPalmer.org to call or call 305-243. And here's my favorite part of the ad, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with another segment here on Freed on Business, and let's get right to it because we've got one of the most important people that I know. That's Lauren Book. And why is she so important? Because she helps people she doesn't know, and sometimes she does meet people and help them too personally. Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how's everything going?
Rocking and rolling. Hey, you've been traveling the world. What's going on?
It has been a very busy summer here at Lauren's Kids. We actually just got back from Barbados. We were there with Crime Stoppers International, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization, spreading the message that it's okay to tell throughout schools in that country and working really hard to keep those kids safe.
Well, listen, I'm staying here in America, and I've been riding up and down the highway and getting goosebumps because I see our license plates everywhere. Did I say our? I meant your, but I kind of feel like we've all been doing this together, man. It's just awesome.
We could not have done it without you. We could not have done it without you, and so it is exciting. I always have to pull over when I see one to try and, you know, catch my breath.
Yeah, I give the people a high five or a toot on the horn, but I think they think I'm telling them to pull over. You know what else is kind of cool is I've been watching, and now it's over, but the Heat playoffs, and I got Coach Spo and Coach Tony rapping for Lawrence kids, too.
It has been, you know, those guys are champions no matter what happens on the court in our heart, and they work so hard to bring about awareness for childhood sexual abuse. And Coach Spo, Coach Fiorentino, Coach Rothstein, you know, such good guys and such a great organization. We could not bring about awareness without them. So we're very lucky to be on their team.
Well, listen, we've talked about a lot of, you know, happy-go-lucky stuff. I want to take some time. I want you to throw out some of your postulates about protecting children, the 95% and stuff like that. Please, let's educate our audience here. Maybe some people haven't heard you.
Absolutely. It's really important to know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys will become the victim of childhood sexual abuse before the age of 18. If we don't intervene with education, we know that 95% of sexual abuse is preventable with education and awareness. So it's so important that your listeners talk to their kids, visit our website, lawrencekids.org, use our parent toolkit to help educate them. And as parents are sending their kids to camp this summer, make sure you check out our youth serving organization web tool to help make sure that you're picking a summer camp that has safe camp counselors so that your kids can stay safe all year round.
Oh, my gosh. That's something I never even thought of. My gosh, Lauren, you're always one step ahead of everything. Now, what are some of the things that people can look for to make sure whether or not their child is being abused? Because I can tell you, there's people that I've run across in the general course of business that I've then seen shown up on the perp walk on TV for abusing kids, and they look normal to me.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to know that 90% of the time, children are abused by someone they know, love, and trust. And so it's really important that parents pay attention to how their children interact with other adults. Do they seem nervous where they were once okay with a certain adult? And there are different signs to look for. If somebody would rather develop a relationship with your children than with you, or work to spend more time with your kids than with you, that's something that's not quite right and should be a red flag as a parent. Other signs that something may be wrong with your child, if they startle easily, if they have difficulty sitting or walking differently, if they were once a gregarious child and now are a little bit sullen, drastic changes in behavior one way or the other are signs that something is just not quite right, and you should talk to your children and report it if you want to have somebody come out and talk to your kids and investigate whether or not something is going on. And that number is 1-800-96-ABUSE. So important that people utilize that tool to help stay safe.
Now, one of the things that you've been able to accomplish here in the state of Florida is that you've made it the law that if somebody that's not related even to the child thinks that there's abuse going on, it's their obligation to report it, yes?
Absolutely. It is a third-degree felony if you don't report it. So not only is it our moral obligation, it's our legal obligation as well. And it's important to realize that you don't need to have all the facts or information. If you suspect that a child is being abused, it's important to make that call and report it.
Now, Lauren, you gave a number. I'd like you to give the number again. I'd like you to talk about your website for a second. We've only got about a minute or so left. I want to get all the good information I can into this segment.
Absolutely. It's 1-800-96-ABUSE. And you can call that toll-free hotline at any time. We'd ask everybody to check out our website, lawrencekids.org. We have if you can believe it or not, we're gearing up for this year's walk already. So we have a new Kind campaign going where we're voting for the Kind organization to help support the walk. So we'd ask all your listeners to help us with that and continue to follow the journey of the Lawrence Kids Foundation on our website, lawrencekids.org, on Facebook, at Lawrence Kids, and on Twitter, at Lawrence Kids.
Well,
did I get it all in?
Oh, my God, yes. You've given me a minute to talk about what's coming up for the rest of the summer, girl.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are actually on the road to start developing and making sure that we can implement every grade level of our Safer Smarter Kids curriculum in schools that will be coming out next year. And like I said, it's been a whirlwind tour. We were in the Netherlands, Barbados, and all of your listeners can check out where we've been and what we've been doing on the website.
Well, listen, we've got to get you to take a breath and do some great events here for our kids in South Florida. Vivian and I are going to work with Tarek and some of our team to see if we can't put some events together with your team. Because, Lauren, it all starts at home. There's so many vulnerable people, little people here in South Florida, and we really need you to reach out and touch as many of them as you can with your beautiful, wonderful message of love and healing.
I can't believe it was a year ago that we were at the Piranha and Optimist together.
Well, we beat the president there by 6 months. I think we're ahead of the game.
It's pretty good. And I can't, you know, it's very exciting to have the rest of the summer home to kind of work on some of the summer camps. We'll be at the James Jones Legacy camp next week. So we're here. We're glad to be here and start working in the camps to spread the message that it's okay to tell.
Lauren, God bless you. God bless the coach, and thank you so much for all the things you do for all the young people in our community, and thanks again for educating us to help us protect our children.
Thank you, and give Vivian a kiss and a hug.
Oh, she's listening. She's smiling right now, Lauren. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you soon. We're going to be right back after this short break. Oscar, Friday it's all yours.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
All right. You know, we just had Lauren on, and I want to thank our friends at Warren Henry because they were involved with us in helping getting the Love and Healing license plates done, too. They were helping all their buyers become aware of the program. So thanks a lot to Warren Henry for helping Lauren's kids. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
Wow, you know, I've been waiting for that San Francisco series all season long. I'm going Saturday night. It's going to be awesome. San Francisco, great team, and it'll be just an amazing time. And, you know, you got to discover U Health, the University of Miami Health System, and learn more about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right here in our own backyard. It's the only university-based hospital in South Florida with top-ranking physicians partnering with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more about the advances and people shaping the future of healthcare today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, listen, welcome back. Everybody goes to me, Jim, where can we meet you? I go, well, in the mall while I'm shopping. That's where Tom from Broward met me the last time, came up and said, hey, aren't you the guy on the radio? I said, yeah. That's me. Well, on July 20th, you can join the Legends in the NFL for an afternoon of food, fun, and bowling. Space is limited, so sign up early. Registration deadline is July 15th. The NFL Alumni Caring for Kids. Join the NFL Alumni South Florida Chapter along with Broward's Children's Center and the Exchange Club of Pompano Beach. It's the 7th annual bowling tournament. It's going to be at Sawgrass Lanes. For info, you can call Howard Fabian. And for the Jets fans out there, I'll go slow. Howard Fabian, 305-987-6041. Again, 305-987-6041. Or hit him on an email at hfabian@nflalumnisouthflorida.org. So make sure you join me July 20th at the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids Bowling Tournament at Sawgrass Lanes. Also, I'm going to be at the ULI event next week. It's going to be at the Sheraton Fort Lauderdale Airport July 15th. We're going to talk about development trends, infrastructure, networking, public-private partnerships, transportation, walkability. We'll talk about walkability in just a couple minutes on my show. But you can join me there. For more information, call Julie Medley at 954-783-9540. That's julie.medley@uli.org or call her at 954-783-9504. And you can also join me later on this summer, Wednesday, August 27th, for the ULI Vision Awards. You can call Julie for those two. Registration for the 27th award event is open to the public. So join me at all those events. And now I'm with the show. And I want to talk a little bit about Lauren. You know, we had Lauren on in the first part of our show, and no one that I know has had more impact on young people than Lauren. She's been all over the world. She's been recognized as the L'Oreal Woman of Worth for this year. Lauren is a super duper person. And if you want to get Lauren to come speak with you, you can email me, jim@freedonbusiness, and we'll get Lauren out there. jim@freedonbusiness. Now, I was in Miami today this week, quoted in a couple different times, talking about the impact of increasing inflation on commercial real estate and consumers. So there's two things. First of all, consumers, when interest rates rise, it just naturally pulls disposable income out of the money, out of the market, and basically that curtails consumer spending. It also stops them from buying durable goods. It puts some people out of the housing market. And so an increase in interest rates is going to cause a little bit of a drag on our well, they say it's a recovery, but shoot, some people still say it's a recession. I think it's kind of smoking hot here in South Florida, so let's call it a recovery for now. And the impact on inflation on commercial real estate is dramatic. And positive, actually. Commercial real estate's one of the few interest inflation hedges that are out there. You know, you can buy commercial real estate and a lot of the leases in the buildings are indexed to inflation, or at least have some kind of increase in the rental rate. So the increase in inflation is good for commercial real estate, probably not too good for consumers, but they've been holding down interest rates artificially for quite some time, and I've got to believe that that's going to stop soon, although the Fed Chairman Yellen's continuing to talk about easy money for a while. Now, people ask me, what's going on this summer? And obviously, the overall pace of business slows down. You get all those I'm on vacation emails. You get those non-return phone calls. Don't take it personally, but you cannot let up. You have to continue to work at your pace. And oh, by the way, make sure you take your vacation. Notice I use the word take your vacation. People won't give you a vacation. You've got to take it. So get out there and take your vacation. Disconnect as much as you can from what's going on around you. Of course, you might have to check in to the office. But if you do, make it at specific times in the day. Maybe early when nobody's up. Maybe, again, right after lunch when everybody's kind of taking a nap or, you know, sleeping off. Well, I guess taking a nap is sleeping off a great lunch. So, you know, kind of make it so that you've got it compartmentalized if you have to work. But give yourself a break. Try to make it so that Thursday, Friday, over into the Saturday and Sunday of your vacation, you don't have to work. because there should be people there that can pick up the slack for you. But it's bubbling, man. I've been absolutely on fire. I met with one of the top retail developers this week. We're going to work with them. We've given them some preferred equity. We're going to start, actually, for the second time, we've given them preferred equity. And we're going to start raising institutional equity. I've already got a couple of institutions that are interested in working with us with this retail developer. Retail development, that's what I'm talking about. We've been talking about multifamily apartments and condos. Hey, we all know what's going on. You can check my Twitter feed. I got a hashtag I'm using, Cranes Up, where I drive around town profiling some of the more interesting development deals in town, and it's kind of really neat. Do Edgewater. We've done Edgewater. We've done Aventura. We've done, let's see, what other markets? Coconut Grove, Brickell. So we're out there looking for your new development deals, and we're going to find them, and we're going to have fun. Man, you should join us with that. And in fact, select where I should go for my next hashtag Cranes Up photo. Now, so we've been talking about the apartment business. Tough to do, but when you find them, they're great. I'm working on a bunch of them right now. Condos, we've got some guys in our office that are financing these condo development deals. They're just raking it. It's just amazing how much demand there is for the construction financing for these condos. And now, like I said, we're shifting gears into retail. And also, it may be time to build some office out there in certain locations. You never know. I've seen some people buying land for office development, but I haven't seen them go. The reality is you really need an anchor tenant to start your office building. But hotel and hospitality, smoking and going. We're building a hotel out by the airport, another one on Edgewater. So, and we've got people calling us all the time asking us to co-invest with them and help them find new sites for their hotels. So it's just smoking. Office, hotel, retail, multifamily. I'm in the process of getting a construction loan for a memory care facility, for goodness sakes. Memory care. If you're a banker and you're not making loans right now, you're missing the boat because there's good business out there, lots of business to do. We're doing a lot of it ourselves. We're placing our own money. We're working with our partners to help them build institutional relationships. And we're moving on down the road, working to get everybody out of deals that they're into that they might need to get out of right now. In fact, it's so hot, you heard one of my clients calling me in the middle of my radio show. I'll call you back. Now, let's see what else I want to talk about. Ho-ho, here's my fun part. My fun part is I just got a GoPro. What does that mean to you? That means you got to start looking at my YouTube site, because beginning next week when we have Bill Talbot, chairman of the Miami Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce on, we're going to do videos again. We've stopped doing videos because I must admit my video thing kind of got sideways on me and I wasn't able to work it right. And I said, the heck with it. I want a GoPro. And it took me a little while to find a GoPro I like. But I got the GoPro Black. It's awesome. It's waterproof. I can put it on the end of a stick and wave it at somebody. I can put it on my head when I'm interviewing them. Oscar's smiling. Oscar, I will not be putting you on the show. You have, I'm not going to say it, but we all know what kind of look you have, Oscar, and it's more appropriate for television. So my GoPro, I'm all fired up. I also got a pair of Beats wireless headsets, but we don't have to talk about that. And one of the things I read about today is they want to tear down the downtown Miami courthouse. You know, that holds a real special place in my heart because it was the tallest building when I was growing up until they built the AmeriFirst Center, which is now the SunTrust building. And I really think that, you know, they're talking about maybe incorporating it into a future development. Please don't tear it down. I know that it's stinky. I know that it's leaky. I know that it's full of mold. I know that it's not ADA compliant, but it's a special piece of Miami that we really need to kind of try to preserve in this place where we really specialize in using a bulldozer to knock everything that's special down. Herald Building. So, you know, all kinds of interesting things going on. And one last thing I wanted to talk about, they also talked about, there was a study that said Miami's going to become a walkable city. Obviously, this person was from George Washington University, which is not from South Florida, let's call it. Okay? If you're from South Florida and you think Miami is going to become a walkable city, I just want to know where all these offices are going to have the showers. I mean, I went to the University of Florida. It was walkable. I rode my bike. I walked everywhere. I wore very thin, call it the kind of things where it pulls the water off, kind of shirts that they have now. I wore that kind of stuff. And I tell you, I had to bring a second shirt to go to class. Dry fit, that's the word. And so if they want to make Miami a walkable city, they have to realize that there's going to have to be a modification in the dress code. I know that you can live in a condo next to your office and walk there, but not everybody's going to do that. There's still the people that are going to be coming in from Miramar and Pinecrest and parkland, and they're not going to be able to do this walkable city thing. They're going to need to shower, drive in. It's going to be very tough if we don't have a total reprogramming of everything. Now, you guys that are writing the letters to the editor about we need no parking in these condos, call me. Let's have a discussion. But after this, we're coming back and talking about brain fitness with our experts from U Health. If you think you need to have some brain games, stick with us. We're going to talk about them all, and we'll be back after this. Oscar, all yours.
There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you want to go to get away from it all.
That's for all you guys heading down to the Keys on your summertime vacations, because the theme all summer is summer. Played a lot last week, playing a little more this week, and we're going to keep playing summer songs. If you've got a summer song that you want to hear, just email me, jim@freedonbusiness.com. And hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. And you know, we were going to get my wife a new car last week, but it's just not time. And the folks at Warren Henry, they didn't jam a new car down our throat. They told us, hey, just wait a little longer. So it's always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, in February, the University of Miami opened South Florida's first brain fitness pavilion. Stick with us. We're going to talk more about it. It's directed by Dr. Philip Harvey. He's going to be on our show. And it's administered by trained and certified healthcare professional. The brain fitness training program will help improve memory, concentration, attention, and mental speed. BrainHQ, an online brain training program designed by Post-it Science, and is the only cognitive remediation intervention being considered by the FDA for clearance as a medical device, and that's going to use Pavilion. So stick with us. We're going to talk to Dr. Harvey right after this.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Delays on 95 in Miami-Dade. Northbound 95 stacking up at State Road 112. We've got Dolphin delays westbound from 27th Avenue out to the Palmetto. It's going to be slow on the Palmetto southbound from 58th Street down to the Dolphin. Broward County delays on 595 eastbound. Debris right around 595 and Flamingo. You'll find delays on 95 northbound headed towards Copens. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, U Health, it's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is open in Plantation, and Sue Baskin Palmer is going to be over on the West Coast. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at U Health, they do. More than collaborative care, U Health is sponsored and powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to know what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's online now at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, these guys can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
All right, are we back? We are back. And do we have Dr. Philip D. Harvey, who is the person in charge of the University of Miami's Brain Fitness Pavilion on the line?
Certainly do.
Awesome, Dr. Harvey. I've been waiting all day to talk to you. This is something that I think is really cool, and everything from these online games that they have on the internet to the books that you read. You know, it seems like everybody's getting on board, but what really works here?
Well, the stuff we're doing works.
Well, what are you doing?
It's been tested out in scientific studies. You described the brain HQ system. It's a system where you train your brain through exercise-oriented activities. There are six different domains that you described already. You basically tailor your own intervention, or we help you do it for you. And you work yourself about 45 minutes a day, 3 days a week. It's sort of like going to the gym for your brain.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I do it while I'm working out in the gym?
Well, actually, you can't, because it requires a little bit too much concentration. Because in order to really train your brain, you've got to be exerting maximal effort cognitively. And that involves using your hands and your eyes and some other stuff to actually make responses when we're actually training you.
Oh, how totally cool. And now this was all, this whole center was established by a gift from the Gaddis family from up in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yes, absolutely. They gave us a very generous gift that allowed us to buy our equipment, to decorate our facility, and to purchase our software licenses and offer the service at what I would consider a very attractive price, with several different treatment plans we can put together for people.
Wow, that sounds really, really cool. And people get this done where?
Well, you can come to our site, which is at 1625 Northwest 9th Avenue, right across the street from Bascom-Palmer. Or you can come in for a visit. We can teach you how to administer it to yourself, and you can do it at home.
Wow, this sounds like you're a full-service brain fitness pavilion.
Well, that's our goal. Our goal is to help people who need in-person assistance and do coaching with people who can do it on their own. You can come in, and I can see you for half an hour, and you can leave ready to train yourself at home after you buy software that costs you $100 for the year.
Gee, now let me ask you this. What if somebody's been identified as having dementia? Does your facility or some of your ancillary services help them at least stave it off for some time?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, some of these exercises have been shown to improve mild cognitive impairments. People with dementia use them. And we are located immediately adjacent to the Memory Disorders Clinic at the Center on Aging at UM. So we offer the possibility of getting a full-service assessment, pharmacological interventions, and the brain fitness training all in one package.
Wait a minute now, because that's my line. My line is, do you have doctors that cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? I'm supposed to say that, Doc.
Okay, well.
I guess I just did.
you sure did. And what happens is we set ourselves up in that location on purpose.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look like a classroom. It doesn't look like a clinic. It looks like Starbucks. When you come in, we've got a coffee machine. We have tables that you sit at. We give you a laptop, not a desktop. And you sit there and train yourself in a way that you would if you were checking your email at Starbucks, if you were someone who does that kind of thing.
Wow, that sounds really cool. And I know that people that have memory care or at least cognitive impairment, I guess is the way to really talk about it, that sometimes they can be befuddled by unfamiliar surroundings. It sounds to me like you create a very, very comfortable and welcoming environment for folks.
We do that. that, and we also don't try to eliminate all distractions, however, because you want the situation to be realistic. You want to train yourself in an environment that's similar to where you're going to be functioning afterwards.
Whoa, well, then I got another question for you. How about something that people can do in the car? I know that you said that people have to focus and concentrate, but are there things that people can do in their car that help them stay fit, and I got to say it this way, calm and functional?
Well, you know, I would hate to suggest that. You know, there are some states that don't even let you talk on your cell phone in the car.
And not Florida, obviously.
That's pretty clear when you drive around here.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, the way the brain training works best is if you can devote your full attention to it. It's not that much time. It's not that stressful, and people find these games very engaging. Even people with psychiatric problems find themselves able to get engaged and to participate in these games. So healthy people who are trying to get an edge have no problem with pushing themselves hard on these games.
Well, wait a minute. That's where we're talking to my audience now. Healthy people that are getting an edge. So you can actually help people perform better in their everyday lives and perhaps get an edge in the, I got to say it this way, job market?
Well, if you think about that, it makes perfect sense. I mean, these interventions have been shown to be broadly applicable and to work in lots of populations. A study was just published using this very same intervention that followed up healthy older people 10 years later. 10 years after spending 20 hours doing brain training, the differences between them and the group that got the inactive treatment were still detectable.
Wow.
10 years.
Wow. How about kids? Does this work for kids?
We are not sure if this intervention is best suited for attention deficit disorder. They're looking at that. There's less evidence collected. So I would have to say that it's worked in every population it's been tested in. Whether it works in ADHD has not been tested well enough for us to make a recommendation.
You know, I got to come over there and try this out, and we got to put that up on, like, Facebook and Twitter and stuff, because this sounds awesome, and it sounds like something that all my type A friends should know about.
Yes, because you can buy it, you can train yourself, and you can push yourself as hard as you want to.
Oh, my God, that means some of my friends are never going to get up from their computer.
That's true. There is a limit, and, you know, probably an hour a day, 5 days a week is where you start to get the maximum benefit.
Now, where can people, we've only got about a minute left, Doc, and I want to make sure you get the good information out there. How can people get an appointment and find out about the fee schedule?
I can give you a telephone number you can call, and someone will call you right back.
Okay, if people can remember that, let's give it out.
305-355-9080.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes, and the Brain Fitness Pavilion is located at, 1695 Northwest 9th. That's right over there by the aging and the other facilities they have over there, Bascom-Palmer, right?
It's right straight across the street from Bascom-Palmer, and we're on the third floor in suite 3202. We've got a big parking lot right around the corner from us. So you don't need to worry about parking. All you got to do is cross the street.
All right, and the telephone number, once again, somebody will call them back, is
305-355-9080. Well, and if anyone's looking for other information, they can look at my email address on our webpage, send me an email, and I answer all my emails.
Well, Dr. Philip D. Harvey, the head of the, the Geddes Family Brain Fitness Pavilion might be the way to say it, huh?
It absolutely is.
Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to having you on the show again. We'll be right back after this. Tarek Maddox, train yourself during the summer. Back after this. Take it away, Oscar. All right, who'll stop the rain? That's for all you folks out on I-95. Give yourself a little distance from the person in front of you, and when they tap on their brakes, just let them do it, okay? And, you know, every car they sell at Warren Henry, well, they can handle the rain. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because They guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. You know, if you were listening earlier in the show, we had Lauren on. She's been traveling the world, most recently in the Netherlands and Barbados, to educate young people across the world and to provide an example of what you can do to prevent child sexual abuse. Go to www.laurenskids.org to find out more and help us help our kids.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Avianca Airlines. Celebrate Colombian Heritage Night on July 18th and watch your Marlins battle the Giants at 7:10. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I had back surgery recently, so I have to adjust the mic and stand up right now. I hope I didn't disturb too many people with that. We got Tarek on the line. No Tarek? No Tarek? Well, shoot, I'll talk a little bit about working out and staying hydrated during the summertime. That's easy for me, because what I do every morning is I get up and I make sure I drink a whole bunch of liquids before I start working out. And I've been working out to do my back rehab for quite some time now. And, no, Tarek's on the line. What do you know? Tat, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, Jim?
I got a little stiff back today, so I got to scale back. I think I'm going to have to rest tomorrow.
Oh, I heard you saying your back was kind of out of whack. I hope not.
Yeah, it's a little bit tight today. It's the first kind of sideways day I've had since I got back in the office and basically was somewhat symptomatic free for a while. So, you know, maybe I just got to back it down and take it easy tomorrow.
Okay, definitely. You know, tomorrow we just have our normal approach. We'll take you slow and I'll make sure you're very warmed up.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to see each other Saturday. Tomorrow I got to travel to West Palm Beach to put together financing on an apartment project. I got to pay the bills somehow, you know?
That's right. You got to stay in shape at the same time so you can continue to work, Jim.
Ma, look at you. We had the guy about brain fitness talking about keeping your brain fit for work. How about keeping the rest of the machine fit?
A must. Got to be. Without the machine, there's no nothing, Jim. You know that.
Now, I start every morning. I was just getting started before you called in, how I gas up in the morning with all kinds of liquids, and a lot of times I need the liquids more than I need coffee. So it seems that the water is an essential part of getting rolling, yes?
Definitely, Jim. You definitely want to stay hydrated, especially during the summer. We're at the peak of the summer, and it's very hot. So you staying hydrated during, before, and after your workouts are vital to your body.
Yeah, well, they're hydrating in the control room right now. I just hope they don't have to go number one before the show's over. I'm hydrating here all the time. It probably is what keeps me rocking and rolling.
Definitely.
Now, Tarek, how about stretching? Do you got to stretch a little bit extra because it's summertime?
Actually, yeah. You want to always keep your body loose. You know, it's hot. You know, so our body kind of tends to tighten up sometimes, especially in the AM. So you can always stretch. Stretching is always very necessary before a workout, before a brisk walk, you know, just taking care of your body in the proper manner.
And how about the foods? There's some foods that we should eat during the summer. I know you love coming over to my house and plundering my supply of bananas, so I got to figure that's one.
Definitely. You definitely want to always keep some fruit handy to stay hydrated again, like such as watermelon, cantaloupe. You can always have some fruit during the day or before your workout.
Oh, I love melon, man. That melon, you're getting me going with the melons discussion here. I love the melons. I love the little guys. That's the best part of Miami is the guys that sell you melon on a stick in the middle of the street while you're waiting. They're cracking up. They love that. You guys buy the melon on a stick too, huh, Oscar? Yeah, they love that. They're giving me a high five there. So we got to eat melon. We got to eat, I guess, all kinds of foods that are high in contained liquids and sugar, I guess, too, right? I mean, you know, natural sugar.
Yeah, you know, I mean, sugar is fine. A little bit of sugar is fine. You know, of course, you don't want to overdo it. You know, it's an energy source, so we need a little bit of sugar. You know, of course, too much sugar is going to be bad for you, so, and you can kind of dilute that with the water that we're going to be drinking. So throughout the day, you should be hydrating to kind of get rid of some of those contents, those sugary contents that you put in your body, you know, on a daily basis. So I'm
walking around, people say it's right here, they say, Jim, it's your heart in there. I go, no, it's actually my water. But I carry around all summer long, actually all year long, the cooler that I keep all of my hydration supplies in. I have a little bit of the hydration liquid. I'll give them a plug, Gatorade, and at least one or two of those pints of water. Also, I guess a pint is smaller, a quart. I don't know, the middle-sized one. I can't get the big one in there. And I make sure I'm always well hydrated. And so, you know, when we get together, we're going to get together Saturday. We're going to do some workout, and I got to be hydrated. I got to be stretched
out. We actually use a gallon of water, one for Lamar Miller during our workouts, one for Frank Gore. These guys actually bring a gallon of water out there to stay hydrated during the workouts with me in the summertime.
Well, does that mean I got to bring a gallon of water when I go work out with them, too?
You can. That way you don't have to run back and forth to the water fountain all the time. You know, I know you bring your own little supply of water, but, you know.
I guess I got to bring for Frank and Lamar, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They will be on the show. We're coordinating the dates for those guys to come on 880 AM The Biz and, you know, to keep it rocking.
Well, listen, what we really want to talk to those guys about is how they made it to the NFL, how the sacrifices that they made it worth it. I want to talk about some of the special people in their lives. For goodness sakes, we all know about Frank's mom. We got to talk about her. You know, it's just a really, really exciting thing. You know, I know that you sit there and you help these athletes focus and increase their body fitness. But one of the things that people don't realize that you do, and you do it for me every time we work out, is you keep the people, you know, they say playing within yourself, within themselves, so that they don't go out. My favorite thing to say is, are you think you need to stop? And if I say, I think I might need to stop, you say, then stop.
That's right.
You know, so Tat, you know, what are some of the things that I guess we've only got 2 minutes left in the show, 3 minutes left in the show. Well, Tarek, how do people find you? I mean, I got to get rolling and wrap things up.
Yeah, you guys can always follow me on Twitter. I'm heavy on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, Instagram at Tarek Maddox, or you can just give me a buzz at area code 786-278-5584. If you can't get through, leave a message, and I'll be sure to get back with you.
Twitter's the way to get Tarek. That message thing is always clogged with all your clients. I'm sorry. Tarek, I'll see you Saturday. Yeah. We'll talk off the air. Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer to Lamar Miller and Frank Gore. Follow him at Tarek Maddox on Twitter. I want to make sure that I thank the crew in the booth. They've been having a tough time today, but they're smiling, they're laughing, they're high-fiving, they're hydrating. Oscar, say hello just one more time.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. Oscar really exists. I want to thank our sponsors. Oscar's got a friend in there today. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, U Health. If it wasn't for U Health and our other sponsor, Warren Henry, well, heck, I wouldn't have a show. It wouldn't mean I'd be silent, but I wouldn't have a show. So thank you to U Health and Warren Henry Automotive. I want to thank the NFL alumni. They're caring for kids. Our sponsors in the fall, the Miami Dolphins. Our sponsors in the summer, the Miami Marlins. Lawrence Kids. Go to lawrencekids.org. Publix, Magnum Energy Solutions, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. The most important group to thank is my listeners. I want to thank you all for tuning in. If you hear me when I'm out and about, come up and say, hey, aren't you that guy on the radio? You'll make me blush. I probably won't be able to talk for a second or two. Follow me on Twitter, at Jim Fried. Follow the show, at Fried on Business. Facebook. I'm actually learning how to use Facebook. I hope I'm not offending anybody while I do that. LinkedIn, oh my gosh, Oscar, your helper's in there. I got YouTube. I'm going to start. We talked about that next week on the show. Chairman of the Greater Chamber of Commerce, Bill Talbot, will be on. I'm hoping to have my GoPro all figured out by then, and we'll put some of that on YouTube. We've had some great stuff on YouTube. The website gets bunches of hits. It's www.freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, Oscar's going to put it on Carrier Pigeon and get it to me by tomorrow, and we'll have it up on the web as soon as we can. So this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 880 AM at 5, when we're going to have Bill Talbot. He's the chairman of the Greater Miami Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to pepper him with all my crazy ideas, and he's going to tell me whatever's good for Miami is good for us. And remember, the person that's not, well, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. High five. Oh my gosh. Oh.
Tug on Superman's cape. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money. And it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know? Don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. Ba-doo-ba-doo.